Welcome back to Inner World. I am your host, Diamond Alexis, and today I just want to talk about like what happened with the podcast and what we're doing now here on out. And we also have a topic to talk about today. So what happened to the podcast? Well, I got really busy with getting done with college my first year. And if you don't know, if you don't follow my social medias or my YouTube, then you wouldn't know that I dropped out and I am no longer a college student. Very well, just an average adult, young adult out here, almost 20 years old. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, yeah, I don't go to college anymore, which is honestly so crazy. And I've just been living life. A lot of stuff has happened. A lot of stuff has changed. And, you know, we're just gonna, get the dust out of this podcast and start over, start fresh. I'm super excited. This is just gonna be a lot of unfiltered banter from yours truly and like my friends and people and stuff like that. I'm sure I get a lot of guests on here, stuff like that. So today though, I want to talk about, because I was just talking about how like me dropping out of college was one of the biggest decisions I've ever made in my whole entire life. That, and I don't think I can think of another decision I've made that big, but I just want to talk about like going against the grain of society, okay? Because we all know that when we're in high school and as you go up higher in the education system, especially in high school, when you become a senior, everyone is all like college. It's the most important thing that happens, and that, you know, you graduate from high school and then you go off to college and you continue to do more school. So I did the traditional way and I graduated and then I went straight into school. Now, my college experience was cool. It was fun. It was fun being independent. It was fun being an adult where like I was the one that was going grocery shopping for myself. You know, I was the one in charge of buying all of these hygiene necessities that I never really thought about until leaving for college. Living by myself and doing basically whatever I want to do in regards of like, if I want to go out right now and it's 12 o'clock, I can do that because no one's going to tell me I can't. If I want to stay up all hours of the night, I can because no one can tell me that I can't. So that was the mindset. So it was really great. And obviously, like, I had an amazing roommate. Like, she's truly like, girl, shout out to you. Like, you made my college life a lot more interesting than what it would have been if I did not have such a close relationship with my roommate. But towards the end, around February, like, I literally have it in my journal. Around February, I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. And at first, it was one of the points where it was like, I thought about it. I was like, I wouldn't actually not continue going to college, right? Like, there's no possible way. I was drained into my brain that college was the way to go. No matter what it was, you just need to get a college degree. I went back and forth with myself, battling all the time. Like, you know, and then one day I just woke up and was like, I don't want to do this anymore. From that moment on, I started to, my energy towards college started to shift. And I started to focus on a lot of things that was outside of college. And that's when it really took a turn because I started to get very, very, very just almost in a depressed state because I wasn't happy at school. But then I would go home like constantly. Like every time if I had classes that ended at 2 o'clock, I was at home. Like I was driving 30 minutes back home. And like back and back, I was driving an hour a day just going back home because I didn't want to be at school. Like being at school wasn't bringing me joy. Like I'd rather have been at home, you know, or like I would come out here to the office, which is where I'm recording this podcast episode, and I would just hang out here all the way up until it was time for me like to go to work, or no, it was just getting too late and I had to go back to school because I lived on campus. You know, I told my mom and at first she wasn't here for it. We fought, like, we had a big argument about it, and I just was like, I've already made my decision. Like, it's not happening any other way. I just can't be here anymore. Like, I just didn't want to be there. You know, she wasn't hearing it at first. She's like, no, you can't drop out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, we're spending all of this money, taking out loans. I'm getting into debt right now, and I'm not even happy. Like, it just didn't add up to me that, like, I wasn't happy. So why am I taking out these loans, and why am I spending this money on an education that I'm not even happy with? You know, like, I wasn't happy at that school. Like, I didn't have the strong connections because as soon as I realized that I did not want to be there anymore, I just could care less about like relationships and stuff like that with people, unless like you were my roommate and like her friends, but like I just didn't care anymore. So my grandma told me, she was like, you know, at first she's like, you know, I don't mind. I am so sorry if you can hear this man like doing yard work. There's usually no one outside and the day that I decide to record my podcast at the office. So if you can hear like that background noise, I apologize. My grandma was like, you know what? My family said, you know what? You have to finish out the semester because I already missed the drop period. So I couldn't just drop my classes. I just had to finish it out. Finishing my second semester of college was the hardest thing. And I didn't even I did so poorly. I did so bad second semester because I just wasn't happy there and I didn't care. I didn't really study. My focus was on like everything else outside of college. Like I put 100% effort into stuff that didn't have to do with college, and I don't really regret it because like when I sat down to do college work, it just did not make me happy, and I became really anxious being on campus a lot. Like it was bad. Like I'd rather had just been home. But anyways, so the whole point of me telling you that story is because in our society it's very known to go to college, get an education, all that stuff, right? But sometimes you really have to go against the grain. You really have to like lead your own path. You really have to like say, this is what's best for me as an individual, and that's what I'm going to do with my life. Or just in general with the whole, like, the American dream of, like, white picket fence house and, like, three kids and a dog and a marriage, stuff like that. Some people don't want the American dream. Some people, you know, they just don't want it. And it's, like, going against what society has told us that we need to follow, it's really just going against it. And I think the biggest thing with that is, and why I think that you really just need to take that leap, if that's like putting that job and pursuing a career that isn't really gonna make money off the bat, but like believing in it 100% and pursuing it. And I think it's very possible to work a job and also pursue your dreams enough to the point where you can quit that job. Obviously, don't just, you know, quit your job and not have any money and then like you're broke and stuff like that. Like, that's not what I mean. I'm more so saying if you can financially support yourself for like 3 months or like 4 months or just even like a couple months, kind of like, you know, I would say leave the job and pursue. And if it doesn't work out, then you knew that like that wasn't right for you and you should just like pick that job back up and, you know, make money again. But also like it's very well capable of, you know, making money and also pursuing your dreams. Because right now, when I tell you financially, I am going through it right now. I do work for a company, but I haven't picked up because I do wedding videography. So I haven't picked up any weddings yet until the end of this month, which is it's September. So at the end of September I started to pick up weddings to start making money. But right now, you know, I'm just like not really being able to financially support myself. And I obviously like I want to save up money, and I like by the time I turn 21 next year, I want to be moved out of my mom's house. Like there's a lot of things I have that I want to do, and it's just like, in order to do that, I really really have to give my all to like my passions, whatever it may be, like this podcast and my YouTube channel and stuff like that. Like I need to give it my absolute all and stop caring about like what others are going to think and stop caring like what society is going to think. And one of the hardest things with going against the grain and choosing your own path is that it can be the most lonely path that you will ever experience your whole entire life. I kid you not, right now since leaving school, a lot of my friends are still in school. So it was all fun and games from the summer because I was surrounded by all my friends and everyone was back home. But reality quickly hit me when summer was over and everyone was gone and I was by myself a lot. I am by myself a lot. And it can get very, very, very lonely. And, you know, also pursuing these dreams can make you lose some people in your life because they just won't understand and just won't get it. So it can, you know, you can lose a few people along this journey. It's not the most smooth journey ever. Like, it's going to be rocky. It's going to be bumpy. There's going to be a few ways where you can turn off and veer and go the easy way. But if you can see the end goal at the bottom of the road, not the bottom of the road, at the end of the road, then I think you can do it. I think if you are willing to fight and you're willing to go down fighting for it, then you can do it. Like, it's so crazy because, like I said, like, I'm a college dropout and I love photography. I love videography. I love movies. I love talking about, you know, I like nerdy things. Like, there's so much that I like, but because I'm not in the school setting, it's very, very hard to make friends, especially because, like, I don't get how people, like, make friends. Like, I work in a company where everyone's, like, twice my age, so making friends there, I mean, obviously, like, they're work friends, but they're not, like, friends. I'm just saying, like, the people who have the same mindset as me, it's so hard relating to so many influencers, but knowing that they probably would never notice me because I don't have the numbers to be like, hey, like, we should hang out, blah, 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 stuff like that, because it's, like, I relate to, like, Haley Pham and her boyfriend being so young and not being in college. I didn't even think that her boyfriend Ryan dropped out of college. And I did a video of, like, a week in my life as a dropout student. And, I mean, I truly enjoyed making that video because I had just got done watching Haley's video. And she was talking about her thoughts about college and how she didn't go to college. And how, like, all her friends are going to college and how most of them are, like, very miserable and don't want to leave home and all that stuff. And it's just, like, it's honestly, like, you have to remind yourself. I wrote a letter to myself, you know, while I was in school, I wrote a letter to myself and I was, like, Diamond, like, when you make the decision and you are no longer in school, it's going to be hard. It's going to be the toughest thing you ever will have to try to face in your life because it's going to be lonely. You're going to be by yourself. You're really going to have to push yourself to get yourself out there into the world and build social connections. Like, the thing that's so hard for me is building that social aspect of it all, because right now I'm in the house a lot and I try to get out or I come to the office and I do things like that, but it's trying to get out because I will stay in the house and then I will be so used to being in the house and then I will not know how to socially interact with the outside world anymore because I've been in the house a lot. It blows my mind. It's so crazy. Like, you really truly, like Ryan said in Haley's video, not to bring him back up, but I relate to so many, like, influencers that are, like, around my age, and, like, I just would love to, like, just have a chat with them because I feel like I have so much in common with them. It's crazy. But anyways, so where was I going with this? I forgot altogether. I'm gonna take a sip of my energy drink. So in Haley's video, you know, Ryan mentioned that when people drop out of school, especially when they drop out of college, you know, they're told, oh, like, you're just going to be a bum. Like, you're going to be on your mom's couch. You're never going to leave your house, blah, blah, blah. You literally have to have a certain mindset to drop out of college and pursue a dream and pursue a career. And, like, you have to have that motivation to wake up every day. I can easily stay in my bed. Easily stay in my bed all day, which I do sometimes. I'm not gonna fake it. Not gonna lie to you guys. Like, on Mondays, especially on Mondays in the beginning of the week, I don't do a lot. I'm really trying to train myself to, like, work on something every single day. But, like, I can easily stay in my bed all day and watch Netflix, YouTube, Hulu, whatever. I can binge watch so many shows because I have nothing else to do. Imagine going your whole entire life in school, always having something to do, homework, social life, like football games, basketball games, like sports, all that stuff. Then you go to college for 1 year. This is me speaking about my experience, but you go to college for 1 year. You're back in it. You're doing homework, socializing, eating, blah, 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 like all this stuff. And then it just stops. And all of a sudden, you have nothing to do. There's no homework. There's no classes. If you have friends, you have a social life, but I don't, so no social life. And it's so easy for me to go home, lay in my bed, and watch Netflix all day because I have nothing to do. I have to plan out my days. I have to wake up every day and say, today I'm going to do this, today I'm going to do that, today I'm going to do this. I have to do that because if I don't, no one is going to tell me, Diamond, you need to do this, 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 and this. Though my mom might tell me that I do need to get, like, health insurance, which, girl, y'all, your girl needs some health insurance. But anyways, it's like, no one, you have to have a certain mindset. In order for you to go against the grain of society or just in general of anybody in your life, you have to have, I don't know why I have my hands right here, but you have to have that mindset and that grind to keep doing it because there's no one breathing down your neck. There's no one breathing down my neck telling me you need to record a podcast, you need to record a video, you need to record this, you need to do this. Like, 2 days out of the week, I leave my house for like 5-6 hours and I go to an internship that I got. I sit there all day and I transfer files, make callbacks, blah, 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 and I come home. That's Tuesdays and Thursdays. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it's all up to me. Now, I can sit in my bed all day, but I choose not to because then I start to feel really bad about myself. And I'm like, this is not why I left college. I did not leave college to sit on my bed all day. I did that while I was in college, but I still was stressing. That's the whole thing about it. Like, I just took the college factor out of it because I was sick and tired of the tests, sick and tired of the quizzes, sick and tired of homework, sick and tired of sitting in the classroom all my life. And I was just like, I want to experience the world. I want to experience film through the world. Now, the hardest thing about that, for a person who has social anxiety but has been dealing with it enough where I have been pushing myself enough to be able to put myself in social situations and not freak out as much, hence why I film weddings now, because I literally have no choice but to be social to get the job done and get my money. It's just, it's crazy. I lost my whole train of thought when I said that, but it's crazy because you truly, truly have to have that mindset. You can't just be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna drop out of college because I don't really like it. Well, what are you gonna do? Oh, I'm gonna quit this 9-to-5 job because I'm tired of it. Well, what are you gonna do? You can't just say, I'm tired of it. You have to have a valid reason. And that's why, like, I'm not saying everyone should drop out of college. Everyone should quit their jobs because it's truly not meant for everyone. You know, people say, like, I don't understand how people work a 9-to-5. I can never do that. I can never do that. I mean, personally, I say that all the time. But it's because some people do not have the individuality to do it any other way. You know, like, they don't have that thing that says, I don't want to work this 9-to-5. I don't want to clock in at 9 and go home at 5. I want to build my own schedule. There's people that are not entrepreneurs. You know, people have to work these jobs because if everyone in the world, that's why it's a select few, because if everyone in the world decided that they wanted to be an entrepreneur, run their own business, there's no one will work for them. You know, like, there's always that certain person or that, like, these certain group of people who say, I want to be an entrepreneur. You know, I want to make my own money. I want to be in charge of my own schedule. Some people, they need a structure. You know, some people thrive off of structures. I personally thrive off my own structure. You know, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life, was tell my mom that I don't want to go to college anymore. How do you and I think it's because, you know, and I follow this guy, his name is Tony Thompson, amazing motivational speaker. Like, I still follow him on Instagram from when he came to my high school when I was, I believe, a senior. Yeah, I had to be a senior in high school. And he talked, and I know his Instagram, he talks about, like, you know, parents get scared when their child doesn't want to go to college because, you know, we live in a society where it's like, you need a college degree to get a job. Like, yeah, like, they don't, they see it as a way of you saying that, you know, you don't want to make money. Like, you don't want to have a career. But my interest of filming and all that stuff, you don't necessarily need a college degree. That's just a piece of paper that said, I spent 4 years and now I'm in college debt, but please give me a job. Honestly, it's truly about experience and who you know, because half of the stuff that happens to me and half the stuff that I get the opportunity to do is because I know people, and I have the best mother in the world that really just, she brands me very well. And that's why I do half the stuff that I do now. In the film industry, in the entertainment world, it's really down to who you know. So for all my people out there who are into film and you're thinking, like, well, I should just go to film school. Yeah, you can go to film school. You can go to USC. But at the end of the day, if you're in college and you didn't do anything but, like, go to class and you didn't get, like, internships or anything, you are 9 out of 10, it's going to be really hard to find a job because, yeah, you have that diploma and that degree and that piece of paper that says I went to USC film school or any other film school in the world. But at the end of the day, it's about your experience. I have a lot of experience in the film world. I've been on, not to toot my own horn, but I've been on several short film sets, and I've worked several jobs. And, like, just now I have a documentary that I'm helping film at the end of this month. Like, a lot of this stuff is just experience. It's getting yourself out there, getting yourself exposed. And I'm talking for this for, like, for like the film industry, if you're into that, or like photography or whatever it is, whatever creative arts that you're in, you have to have that experience. That's the only way you will ever make it. To show forth what you can do is how you're gonna land a job. That's literally what it is. There are so many resources out there that can teach you how to make a film. And honestly, if the bottom line is you can make a film wherever you are, you have a phone, if you have a camera, it doesn't matter what it is, you can make a film. It's end of the day, I did really want to focus this week's podcast around going against the grain and like going against society and taking that leap of faith. And it's scary, it's unpredictable, but it's worth it. It's the passion that kind of keeps you going, because I took the biggest leap of faith ever by leaving school. Like, that was the biggest leap of faith I've ever took, completely like closing my eyes, crossing my fingers, and jumping down this road. And ever since then, crazy stuff has happened to me, like crazy opportunities. You know, like I said, I work for this company where I film weddings now. Like, a 19-year-old filming weddings, excuse me, even though it's the best time I've ever had, like, I appreciate weddings and love so much more now that I've gone to weddings. And you know, I've seen these people who these couples who are clearly in love, and I'm an emotional person, like I cry so easily. So seeing these people happy and exchanging vows, and I'm recording it, and I'm doing what I love, which is catching those candid moments that you can't really get back. Like, you know, like catching those moments of the groom saying something funny to the bride, or you know, that sentimental moment where the father sees his daughter for the first time, or when they're exchanging vows, or when the bride is walking down the aisle and the groom starts crying. You capture that moment for them for the rest of their lives. Like, they will always look at that video. It's looking back on those memories, and when they have their anniversaries. And I'm just saying that if you have this like goal or dream or passion that isn't really going for with what you have going on in your life right now, you just gotta do the damn thing. Like, you have to take that leap of faith. 3 months, you give yourself 3 months to pursue that passion, pursue that dream, pursue that career, go for it 100% completely, still be on that strict budget so you know have money to pay bills and all those things, but just save up enough to the point where you can go a few months and be okay. Or if you don't want to do that, you can start to not work as many hours as you used to and dedicate more time to this passion, to the point where, you know, this passion is almost like a full-time job for you. And so you're working two full-time jobs, and now you got to get rid of the one that's miserable because you love the other one so much, because that's your passion. That's the dream that you wanted to accomplish. That's my advice. And if you're not the type of person, that's fine. And I'm not saying that, like I said, everyone needs to go against society or go against the norm. Like, if you're listening to this and it's just not you at all, and you're not hearing yourself, like, you love your 9-to-5 job, you love your structured life, that's okay as well. Like, go you. We need more people, you know? Like, not everyone can be the entrepreneur, not everyone can be the business person. Like, everyone just need that structured, I'm a clocking at this time, I'm clocking out at this time, I get holidays, I get the summer, whatever. Like, we need people like that. If we did it, we will live in a very, very unstructured world, because everyone will be trying to do their own business. So that's what I'm saying when I say that it's just not, you have to have that mindset, you have to have that passion, that grind to want to keep working and make it to the top. And if that's not you, that's just not you. And in the day, you can only do what you want to do. And that's what I've been, that's literally the mindset I've been in since dropping out of college, is saying that I am my own person. I am able to do what makes me feel right and what makes me feel happy and what makes me feel good. And if that's not being in school for a while, that's what it's gonna have to be. Because if that was makes me happy, then yeah, I might be lonely. Yeah, I might second guess it sometimes. I mean, I don't second guess dropping out of school. I just honestly miss the social life of it. And just like being surrounded by people sometimes, because I truly be by myself and I just see my family all the time. And that can get very tiring after a while. And I don't know where to start to when it comes to making friends, especially with the same passions and mindset as me, as someone who, you know, wants to be an entrepreneur one day and want to run a lot of different businesses and give back to my community and just communities in general and just give back to the world and stuff like that. As someone who has that kind of mindset, I just don't know where to begin. As also a person who don't have that big of a following, but would love to talk to people like Haley and her boyfriend Ryan, and I'm missing a lot of people I want to talk to. But right now, those people that I really just, you know, I look up to in a way, and it motivates me more to work a little bit harder. And you also need to find that as well, especially if you're going to take this journey alone. You need to find those people that motivate you and gives you the strength that you kind of need in a weird way, though they probably don't know who you are. Like Haley and Ryan have no idea who I am, but they in a way give me the strength and motivation to keep going, because, you know, it gets hard. And when they talk about what they're doing and stuff that they're doing, it motivates me and makes me want to work 10 times harder so I can be at their level and one day have that conversation with them. You know, it's crazy. I'm manifesting it. Manifestation is real. That's another podcast episode. We're going to talk about manifestation. You know, like I said, this podcast is just me going on tangents and me talking and me, you know, just getting my shit out, honestly. Yeah, I think this podcast would be a great release form for me, especially as a girl, 19-year-old girl, almost 20 years old. Still crazy how I think the very first episode of this podcast is me saying how I'm in college, but I'm no longer in college now. Those were happier times. But yeah, this podcast is really just me giving off a tangent every once in a while, picking a topic and, you know, talking about everything and anything, but also veering back to what the podcast is about, what this podcast episode's about this week. So if you guys did enjoy this podcast and you want to see my lovely face, if you don't have no idea who I am, my social medias won't. My social media is DiamondAlexis_ on Instagram. And from there, you can find all my other socials. And also, I was recording this as a video form, but it seems like their camera has stopped recording and I did not press record again. So we will get a video form of a podcast next week. This podcast will be up on Thursdays. Yeah, we're back on normal schedules. Every Thursday, you will be hearing my voice. I hope you guys welcome me back with open arms. I'm so sorry for everyone who was listening to my parents and to my parents and older adults that listen to me that know me personally. Yes, every once in a while, I may slip and say a bad word. You know, this is really unfiltered, raw diamond and the rawest form sometime, talking about real life stuff. That's why I call this podcast Welcome to the Inner World, because I wanted to talk about stuff that is kind of hard to talk about or stuff that gets real on here. So if you are a parent that knows me personally, because I am friends with your child, or if you are a adult that knows me personally, somehow, I'm sorry, disregard it, I guess. I don't know what to say. My mother, don't listen to these podcast episodes anymore. Thank you very much. But thank you so much for listening, everyone. Like I said, I'll see you guys next Thursday with a brand new podcast. Goodbye.